MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. A workshop for the Roswell Mayor and City Council to discuss how to proceed with a resolution to adjust the water rates that went into effect on July 1st will be at 1:30 p.m. on Monday at the Roswell Convention Center, 912 North Main Street. A review of the Water Department's operations, finances, and other related matters is also expected to occur. The replacement ordinance presented at the September 12th Council meeting would set the amount billed at $3.50 for each 1,000 gallons water used. It would also adjust the wastewater fee to $2.69 for every 1,000 gallons each customer produces. More than 300 people attended that council meeting. Many people were shocked and angered to see that billing amounts had doubled, tripled, or even more. Residents with lower incomes told city officials they had to choose between paying those bills and such other necessities as food and prescription medications. Others had to resort to taking out short-term loans or leaving cherished possessions at pawn shops. The executive director of Carlsbad Lifehouse, Philip Houston's vision of taking on the substance abuse and mental health challenges in Southeast New Mexico, got a $1 million boost in federal funds. The money came via fiscal year 2024 Labor Health and Human Services Education and Related Agencies Appropriations Bill. What that means is an expansion of the services Lifehouse offers Eddy County, Houston said, including mobile crisis services where Lifehouse can send a mental health professional to crime scenes or other traumatic situations to help de-escalate incidences after law enforcement secures the scene. Carlsbad Lifehouse provides several mental health services, including addiction treatment and detox, trauma therapy, and stress management through both inpatient and outpatient programs. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.